The White House wants to bypass a smog review of Mexican trucks crossing the border as part of free trade agreements. Environmentalists worry about pollution. Many Mexican trucks are old and don't use low sulfur fuel. Currently, trucks can't go 20 miles beyond the border, but if the Supreme Court agrees with the Bush administration, Dan Seligman of the National Sierra Club says foreign trucks could be crisscrossing the country.
There are a large number of north-south highways designated as so-called NAFTA superhighways, which carry freight through the United States to take advantage of trade with Mexico and with Canada. And so you're going to have trucks rolling through every major city in the United States that really don't meet U.S. clean air standards.
Labor groups worried about job loss to lower-paid Mexican workers joined in fighting the proposed changes. Many U.S. trucking companies also oppose letting Mexican trucks in. But a Green Bay carrier supports the changes. Schneider National is one of North America's largest trucking companies. It expects to double its business in Mexico because of shipments by multinational corporations. Spokesperson Tom Nightingale says Schneider might even use Mexican trucking companies to help meet demand.
Would we indeed use a Mexican carrier for freight going back to Mexico if the opportunity presented itself? If they were compliant with our service standards, our insurance policies, then we would absolutely consider that as an option to service our customers better.
Last fall, the Bush administration approved 30,000 Mexican trucks for entry each year, but a lower court stopped the plan in its tracks. The Supreme Court could decide by next summer whether a lengthy environmental review is required before trucks roll on U.S. highways. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.